Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Zayin, the seventh mitzvah, and that we continue in the world of Karban Pesach. As we'll see, there are at least nine mitzvahs related to Karban Pesach, not in a row, most of them here in Parshas Bo. Mitzvah Zayin is a detail in the halachas. We've had eating, we've had shechting, and today's Isser, lo saseh, shelo lecho ha-pesach na umavushal. One cannot eat the Karban Pesach, there's an Isser, to eat the Karban Pesach, na, which is usually translated as raw, but we'll translate it as rare, because that's how we'll see the Sefer Chinuch defines it, rare or cooked, meaning cooked in water. I can't take my lamb and put it in a pot with water and boil it up. Can't have boiled Pesach. It's got to be roasted, says the Sefer Chinuch. Shlo lecho b'sara Pesach na u'bishel, ki im sliyesh. Must be roasted. Shenemar al tochlu mimenu na uvashel mevushal b'mayim ki im tzli'esh. That's an important formulation, which Bezrat Hashem will get back to a little later. It says, don't eat it na and cooked, but only roasted. It's all one big fat mitzvah, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, which of course, he follows the Rambam. Don't eat it raw or na, don't eat it rare, don't eat it cooked, but only roasted. Ha'inyan hazeh. What is this inyan? Explains the Chinuch, turning over. Shelo yochal oso kodem gemar bishulo vafilu bitzli. I'm not allowed to eat it before it finishes cooking, even if it's somewhat roasted. Vizeo apirish na. What does na mean? Now he explains it. Usually, again, it's translated as raw. But look what he says. Shaha basar shehischil bo maisa haor. Basar, the meat of the Pesach, which got a little singed. Vinitzle ma'at. Ve'eno ro'i lachilas adam. Adayin nikra na. Na means when it's a little singed, when you started the process, but it's not cooked yet. It's still basically inedible. That is na. Aval kishuhu chai wagamre, if it's totally raw, shalo hischa bo ha'or klau, you didn't do any cooking yet, ein zeh bechlau lav dina lukos lav misha maltoch limenu na. You wouldn't get malchus for this aveira. This aveira does not mean eating our Pesach if you don't do anything with it. Aval asemidaraisa, you'd still violate an iser of not eating it roasted if I ate it totally raw. Shakol she'eino tzliyesh, asra ha'torah deraklal. Anything that is not roasted is really included in the iser asay of not eating it roasted. But this aveira of the los asay, one would get malchus if one eats the Karban Pesach na, which we would call rare, a little bit roasted, and mevushal, or totally cooked. And he continues, v'irish bashel, shebishlo b'mayim, v'b'chol mashko b'may peiris. Cooked in any liquid, that is its iser. The Menachas Chinuch here discusses both in Os Aleph and Os Gimel an important point. And that is, we know in other areas of Halacha, we have a concept called Ma'achol ben Drusoi. Drusoi was abandoned in the time of the Gemara. Ma'achol ben Drusoi means a level of cooking which makes the item edible. So Machlokas Rambam Rashi, whether it means a half-cooked or a third-cooked, but that's the shear of Machol ben Drusoi. We have it by Hilcha Shabbos. What is the shear? What is the minimum amount I have to cook something on Shabbos to be chayiv? If I put something on the fire and I take it right off, I wouldn't do any bishul. It's not cooked at all. But if I leave it on the fire until it gets edible, which is what's called Ma'achol ben Drusoi, the Ma'achol, the ben Drusoi, the bandit, who would never have time to fully heat it, prepare his food. He was always on the run. So you always ate it, either a half-cooked or a third-cooked, Machlokas Rashi Rambam. So once I cook it, Ma'achol ben Drusoi, so that is enough to be chayav for Bishul Daraisa. That's in the Gemara. Menachas Chinuch here asks, what about for our issues here? Imke, in the bottom of the line, in Os Aleph, Kanami, what if you roast it, Ma'achol ben Drusoi? Is that good enough to be out of the world of Na? And now, be called Sli, it's roasted. It's not fully roasted yet, but maybe, just like Behilcha Shabbos, a third or a half cooked, which makes it edible. That is a Malacha Del Raisa for Hilcha Shabbos. Do I say that that's also the definition of cooked when it comes to this Isser of eating something Sli and Mavushal? He's not sure. He says, I think so, but maybe Tzarechi and maybe Shabbos is different. Why would Shabbos be different? We find many areas of how he doesn't quote it here. He just says maybe Shabbos would be different. He says at the end of the first paragraph, Tzarechiyin bazeh, te'efsharak linyin Shabbos kein, aval sharen yanam lo'avi bishul. Maybe it's not, but Tzarechiyin. What's his issue? The issue is that we know that the principle in Hilcha Shabbos called Melechas Machsheves. Melechas Machsheves means, like the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayakel, the Melacha in the Mishkan was thought out expert work. We learn all Melechas Shabbos from the Mishkan. Whatever they did in the Mishkan, we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So in the Mishkan, they did thought-out expert work, so we're not allowed to do thought-out expert work on Shabbos. So that concept of Melechas Machsheves has many, many different ramifications in Halacha. There are principles in Hilchos Shabbos, as we know, Tavar Shein Miskavin, Melechas Shein Sricha Legufa, Mekalkel, Misasek, Shinui, Grama. Many of these principles all flow from the idea that Hilchos Shabbos might be different than other areas of Halacha. Most of the time, it's more machmer in Hilchos Shabbos. Just to give one example, and this is all behind that Minchas Chinuch Tzarchi, and maybe Shabbos would be different. There is a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos that we know for kosev, the malacha of writing, one has to write two letters on Shabbos to be chayev daraisa. The Gemara says, though, what happens if I have a ches, like it's written in the Torah? How do you write a ches in the Torah? You have two zions with a little roof on top, with a gag of the zion. So let's say you have a ches, like that on Shabbos, and I erase the roof. If you erase the roof of the ches, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuvdalad, you're chayev daraisa for writing on Shabbos. Why? Why are you writing on Shabbos? All you did was erase. No. You're erasing created two letters. And therefore, you're chayev for ksiva by erasing the roof of the ches. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Rashba, this is all quoted in the Ran on Lamed Zayin and Beis on the pages of the Rif and Shabbos. Says the Rashba, 1 minute. You're telling me that that's good for Hilchos Shabbos? It must also then be good for Hilchos Sefer Torah. Let's say for Hilchos Sefer Torah, you're supposed to have two Zions there for some reason. And by mistake, you wrote a Ches. All you have to do is to erase that little roof, and that's good enough for writing a Sefer Torah. That's what the Rashba says. Says the Ran on that Rashba, what are you talking about? Don't compare Hilchos Shabbos to Hilchos writing a Sefer Torah. Writing a Sefer Torah, there's a halacha that you have to write each letter. You can't do something to the background, and then the letters will appear. I can't put a blotch of ink on the cloth and then erase all around it and boom, the letter will appear. No, that's called chok tochos, which is possible by Sefer Torah. Says the Ran, don't compare Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Sefer Torah. That's just one example of a difference between Shabbos and outside of Hilchos Shabbos. That's the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch here. Would we say that Machlo Ben Drusai is a definition not only by Shabbos but also by the halacha of Tzli and Mevusho? So he's not sure. He's not sure. Tzarech Ian, he leaves it. Okay, but we continue now in the Sefer HaChinuch. Turning over the page, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Misharshi Mitzvah Zu, what's the shorish of this mitzvah? So we spoke in general about Karban Pesach already. It's to remind us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. But what about this detail? Why roasted? Why specifically roasted and not cooked and not raw and not rare? Mashakasha B'Shchitaso. So number one, he says, Lizkar Nesisiyas Mitzrayim. First, the general idea again, the Karban Pesach idea, Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'zeo shenitz tavinu lo'ochlo tzli dafka, but why dafka roasted? He gives two reasons. Reason number one, he says, L'fi shekach derech b'nei malachim v'sarim l'echo basar tzli. It's the way of royalty. Royalty eats roasted. That's what it was in the olden days. If a fancy meal, have a barbecue, ala ish. Right? It's a special way of eating. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to eat this karban in a special royal way. Lefishu umachol tovu mutam. It's very tasty. Abel shar ha'em einem yicholim lechol ba'at basar. Shetasi gadav yimavusho. What do most people do? Most of the proletarian, most of the hamonam. We have a pot. We stick the meat in the pot and we eat it. Boiled. Cooked. But roasted. Something special. Dafka, the Karban Pesach has to be roasted. Kedei lamali bitnam, so we have a zecher banu ochlim Pesach lizikaron shiatzana lecheiros lios mamlechas kohanim v'gai kadosh. We are a nation of kings, mamlechas kohanim and of priests. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to eat this Karban Pesach. Vaday roi lonu litznai b'achiloso derecheiros v'sheiros. So that is not idea number one. Roasting it is the way of royalty. Number two, says the Sefer HaChinuch, milvad, besides the other reason, sha'achilat ha'tzli yora al ha'chipazon she'yata mi'mitzrayim. Roasted reminds us that we had to leave Egypt very quickly. Right? To cook something takes a long time. Right? Putting something on an open fire goes much quicker. So it also reminds us, just like the matzah reminds us that we had to leave quickly, we didn't have time to let the dough rise. But so too, says the Sefer HaChinuch, roasting something reminds us that just like then, we didn't have time to cook our meat. We had to roast it, roast things quickly. It's a quick way of eating. So too here. That is number two. Remember what we mentioned 2 days ago, and that is the Chizkuni has a third idea. We mentioned this in the first mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Remember the Chizkuni said that every detail of Karban Pesach was commanded in order to show the Egyptians that your God is nothing. So dafko, they had to roast it. Why? Because when you roast something, the aroma wafts all over the land. So the Egyptians are going to be sitting in their home. They're going to smell their god being roasted. Cooked, it wouldn't make it to the homes. But everybody, who's having a barbecue? You know, everybody knows. Whenever somebody's having a barbecue, the neighbors. So here too, it's to remind, to let the Egyptians know that it had to be roasted. So those are three ideas behind the shorish of the mitzvah. The Mishnah Yaveis, Rabbi Bezalel Zsolti, in Or Chaim Siman Chav Daled, has an article on the mitzvah of Tzlias HaPesach, and he has the following suggestion. He has four or five riyas to this. I'll just quote the first one as a question first. There's a medrash. There's a medrash in Parshas Re'eh. And this is about the idea of roasting the Pesach. That's why I'm saying it here. The medrash says, V'asisa Pesach shetehei asiyasa l'shem Pesach. You shall make the Karan Pesach. What does that tell me? That you have to make the Karan Pesach. You have to shech the Karan Pesach l'shma. L'shem the Karan Pesach. The Kohen or whoever's doing the Avoda has to shech the Karan Pesach l'shma. She'im aso shalo l'shma pasol. If I shechted it, if I did the Avoda shalo l'shma, it's pasol. It ruins the carbon. Says the Medrash, Yachol aft sliyaso l'shma she'im Pesach. You might think there's a havamin in the Medrash that even the roasting has to be l'shem carbon Pesach. Why does the Torah say you have to shecht it? Just like shechting it is one of the avodos of the carbon, so too anything that's part of the avoda, not roasting. What does the Medrash say? There's a havamina that you have to, that roasting the carbon Pesach has to be done l'shma. If I roast the carbon Pesach and I'm not thinking anything about a carbon, I didn't do it properly, and I passel the carbon. Not only shchita, but sliya. And the hava kamash wanat. What was the hava mina? You never have to have any kavana in how you prepare any carbon. If the kohen by a carbon chatas, he's ready to eat the carbon, he has to prepare it in a certain way. But is that has to be lashma? How he cooks the carbon chatas? How does the carbon shlamim? Says the Mishnah Yavetz. Says, you know what you see from this? Roasting the Karban Pesach is not stam a way of how to prepare the Karban Pesach. It's, in a sense, part of the avoda of the Karban Pesach. Even though we usually have four avodos of every Karban, shechting, catching the blood, walking with the blood to the Mizbeach, and sprinkling the blood, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, those four avodos. Here, by Karban Pesach, maybe not as strong, but in a certain sense, says Rav Zsolti, roasting the Karban Pesach has the status somewhat of an avoda of the Karban Pesach. That's the Havamina here. And where else do you see it? He says another Raya, a Mishnah that many of us say, or we should say, we should make, try to say it, in the fifth Perek in Zvachim. Fifth Perek in Zvachim is Perek Ezeo Makoman. It's in a Siddur Mitzvah Karbanis in the morning. So there it quotes all the rules about all the different Karbanis, Chatas, Asham, all of them. So the Mishnah there says, it's really a Mishnah in Zachim Dafnun Vav, HaPesach Einon Echal Elav Alayla. Pesach has to be in at night. We mentioned yesterday, not before. Einon Echal El Chatzos, only till Chatzos. Einon Echal El Libnuyav, and only according to the people who are appointed to it. Einon Echal El Tzli, and it's only, can he be in roasted. As Tosfos, that's the end of the Mishnah. Ask Tosfos, the Mishnah is saying all the uniquenesses of the Karban Pesach. Why did it also say, and it has to be eaten with matzah and maror? Why did it leave that one out? It says all the other details. It has to be eaten till chatzos, it has to be eaten only roasted. Why did it also say, ask Tosfos, there in Zvachim Nunvav, that it has to be eaten with matzah and maror? Says Rav Zsolti, it's beautiful. The Mishnah is only interested in writing halachas about the Karban Pesach that have to do with the avoda of the Karban Pesach. And that's the when you could eat it until, and who could be, you have to be appointed on it beforehand, and it has to be roasted. It's not that I'm telling you all the halachas how you eat the Karban Pesach. No, because that's not part of the avoda. And that's why that you eat it with matzah and maror, that's left out of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah is only interested in telling me aspects of avoda. Number two. Finally, a third raya, which brings us to the next step, and that is a very important Rambam Ravid. In Hilchos Karban Pesach, it's a fascinating Ravid. We know the Ravid always asks on the, not always, whenever the Ravid asks on the Rambam, he doesn't mince words. He's very strong in his opinion whenever he's against the Rambam. This might be in top five strong languages against the Rambam. The Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Karban Pesach, relating to a mitzvah we discussed a few days ago, when we say you have to roast, the halacha is you have to roast the whole Karban Pesach whole. Whole! You don't cut it up first. The Rambam holds, you roast it even before taking out the Gid HaNasha. That's the Rambam Shita. Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph. You roast it whole, and then after you roast it, then you take out the get an usha, and then you don't eat it. That's the Rambam Shita. Says the Ravid. Over here, says the Ravid, B'chaye Roshi ein Isser Gadol Mizeh. There's no greater Isser. You Rambam say that. V'im Ezke v'ochel Pesach. If I merit, says the Ravid, that Mashiach will come and I'll eat the Karban Pesach, v'yavi lefanai kazeh, they'll bring me this Karban Pesach that was roasted with the Gid Anashe, ha'isi choftu b'karko lefana. They'll throw it on the floor, says the Ravid. Talking about the Rambam's Karban Pesach. So what about the Rambam? The Ravid seems like a great taina. Says Rav Zhalti, maybe, and he has other sources to back this up, maybe the Rambam holds, because when you roast it, that's an avoda. Forget about eating it right now. That's an avoda. And when it's an avoda, the Torah says you have to do this avoda. And you have to roast it whole. Afterwards, you have to figure out, you have to take out the ganasha. There's taste, so he's paskening, but there are ways to get out of that. But behind that machlokas, suggests Rav Zhalti, we don't have time to go through it deeper, but that behind that machlokas is maybe this issue that roasting has a special status. There's a lot more related to that machlokas, but we're going to leave it for now. Okay, but that's back to the Archinuch. Three ideas behind the Shorash of the Mitzvah. Number one, it's ways of royalty. Number two, it reminds us that we went out quickly. And number three was the Chizkuni. And what we just said was a thought from Rav Zhalti, the Mishnah Yavetz, saying that the roasting is not just a way to eat it, but it's part of the Avodah. Dini HaMitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch continues, im also tzli kedera, what if I roasted it in a pot without any water? Is that called roasting? Osacha b'mashkin, am I allowed to smear any gravy on it before I roast it? All those halachas are discussed in Meseches Pesachim. Turning over, v'no heges b'zacharim in a kevis, and this mitzvah applies to men and to women, b'zman abayis, only b'zman beis hamikdash. As we know, there's no Karban Pesach today, so this mitzvah does not apply today. Is there anything we do today that reminds us of this? So there is a halach in Shulchan Aruch. Halach in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simin, Tuf, Ayin, Vav, and Hilchos Pesach. There are various minhagim about whether we are allowed to eat roasted items at the Seder. What are we allowed to eat by Shulchan Aruch? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Makab Shenago Lechol Slibalei Pesachim Ochlim. This is a brisa in the end of Pesachim. Some places they eat, so fine. Makab Shenago Shelo Lechol Ein Ochlin. Some places have a midrash not to eat anything roasted on the Seder night. Why? Gzeira Shemer Yomer B'sar Pesachu. Because maybe people see you eating something roasted, they'll say, wow, I didn't know you could bring a Karban Pesach when we don't have a base of Migdash and we don't have a Mizbeach. Wow, I didn't know that. So that's why the minhag developed not to eat roasted. You can roast it and put it on the Kara. Right, we have Zroa on the Seder plate. So there's always sort of about roasting something and putting it on. But eating roasted food, so that's something that some places, that some minhag. U'b'chol makom, and asur lechol set salui kulo kechabai lozeh. Everybody agrees, doesn't matter what your minhag is, everybody agrees you can't roast an entire lamb, an entire seh, because that's for sure, looks like you're doing a Karban Pesach b'zman hazeh. But that is a minhag, and the Shulchan Aruch says, afilu b'sar egel v'of. The minhag in some places is even animals that you cannot use for a Karban Pesach. A chicken, a cow, the chol darav shadon shchita, anything that requires shchita, asur lechol tzli, b'makom shenagu shlo lechol tzli. Again, it depends on minhag, the Shulchan Aruch says, but in some places there is a minhag not to eat roasted items this night, and it applies to anything that requires shchita, which means any type of meat and any type of chicken. But that's where you see in Halacha L'maisa where it comes up some of our minhagim. The Sefer HaChinuch continues, second line, v'chein im achal shneim ka'achas, lo kemalkas achas. This is the Rambam Shita and the Sefer HaChinuch Shita. Let's say that in the same time period, the same 5 minutes, I ate a piece of Karban Pesach rare, and I eat a part of Karban Pesach, I eat kazayis of this and a kazayis of that, a kazayis rare and a kazayis cooked. Says the Rambam, how many malkas do I get? How many averas did I do? One. One avera. That's the Rambam Shita, and the Sefer HaChinuch follows him. Sheshneim lavechad, l'dasa Rambam, zechorin l'vracha. Right, because what does the Pasuk say? There's only one Lashon. Right, remember, the Sefer HaChinuch quoted the Pasuk at the beginning of his words. There's one Pasuk. Al tocho imenu na uvasham avusha b'mayim ki'im sliyesh. Don't eat it rare or cooked, but only roasted. Says the Rambam, it's one Pasuk. So what? There are two details. It's one big fat aveira. And the Ramban argues. The Ramban says, and the Sefer HaChinuch quotes him, V'haramban zechorin l'vracha manos ha'shnei lavim. Two separate losazes. There's an aveira to eat rare Karban Pesach. There's an aveira to eat cooked Karban Pesach. Two separate aveiras. The Ramban says you have to take the word al from the beginning of the pasuk and throw it onto each part of the rest of the pasuk. Al tochle mimenu na, al tochle mimenu mavusho. Right, that al is going on both parts of the pasuk. The Ramban continues. The Sefer Chinuch quotes the Ramban and continues. You have to look at every time the Torah lists two things together. Sometimes you'll get two malchus. Sometimes it'll be counted as two averis and you'll only get one malchus. Right, there are different rules and regulations. Says the Ramban right here that many times you'll say they're counted as two. Like he says, sa'ar and dvash, not putting any yeast and not putting any honey onto a karban. That's counted as two averis. And he gives other examples as well. When do you get two malchus? When do you get one malchus? So says the Ramban, quoted here by the Sefer HaChinuch, it depends. If it just says, Amnam, bin your malchus yishchiluk behem, at the top of the next page, and well, this will finish. Shekol hanifratim belav echad, ein lokan aleim elo malchus achas. If they're all included in one lav, one language of the Torah, don't, so then you only get one malchus. Even though it's counted as two averis. Two separate averis, you only get one malchus. That's the Ramban Shita. Kagon ethnan zona, mechir kelef, sarvet vash, mishpak yav yasam, he quotes examples. Aval halavin sheishba en klal upratim betchila. But if the Torah says something general, and then gives two details to that general rule, why does the Torah have to give me the details? It must be the Torah wants to give me two separate averis with two different malchus. So says the Ramban, for example, here. The Torah says, eat it roasted. But not only does the Torah say, eat it roasted. The Torah says, don't eat it rare and don't eat it cooked. The fact that the Torah says the general line and the two details tells me it's not only two averos, but it's even two malchios. Either way, that is a shita of the Ramban. The Rambam, the Sefer Chinuch, counts it as only one avera, and therefore we only have it as mitzvah zayin in our counting. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with the next halacha, which again applies to other karbanos as well. The next mitzvah is not leaving over any part of a karban, specifically the karban Pesach.